Today is Friday, January 31st. We've got a lot to talk about today. Will this be the final day in the impeachment trial? And the historic Brexit day is here. So what happens now? And all you need to know ahead of Super Bowl Sunday. Plus, Apple Maps gets an upgrade. The newest emoji coming soon. And is this the new Saturday morning cartoons? Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It's one of the biggest days of President Trump's impeachment trial. The Washington Post reports senators are supposed to decide today whether or not they want to hear from new witnesses. This has been one of the most debated issues of the trial. Democrats want to call some of Trump's closest aides to the stand, while most Republicans want to block any new testimony. Going into today, Republicans think they have enough votes to get their way, but it's going to be close and probably come down to only a few votes. So first, there will be closing arguments today, and then that vote will take place. And with that, there are several different scenarios that could play out. If witnesses are blocked, senators will likely then vote to convict or acquit President Trump, which The Hill says could happen either tonight or tomorrow, depending on how much Democrats try to delay. But if the Senate votes the other way, to call new witnesses, the trial is far from over. It could possibly go on for another month or so as lawmakers debate who will testify and when, and then actually hear from them. Then there's a third scenario. What if three Republicans join all Democrats and the witness vote ends in a tie? 50-50. Well, we would then enter uncharted territory. Politico reports the motion would not carry, so there would be no new witnesses unless Chief Justice John Roberts, who is presiding over the trial, offers a tie-breaking vote. It's up to him, and considering how quiet he's been in the process, it's unlikely. He's only intervened a couple of times during the trial, with yesterday being one of them. During the Q&A session, he wouldn't let Republican Senator Rand Paul ask his question as is. The reason? Paul was using a specific name for the whistleblower. Remember, the whistleblower in this case was a government official who first reported concerns about President Trump's dealings with Ukraine. And the law is supposed to protect the identities of any whistleblowers. As for today, expect closing arguments and those critical votes. Stay tuned. Brexit is finally here. The UK will officially leave the European Union. It's a historic moment that's been 4 years in the making. Back in 2016, British voters opted to leave the EU. The European Union is essentially a political and economic agreement between 28, well, now 27, European nations. But it was a very close vote, and Britain was divided over whether or not to leave. Years passed and nothing happened because lawmakers couldn't agree on what the divorce deal would look like. But now, it's finally here. That said, not much will actually change yet. The BBC says Britain will continue to follow EU rules until it works out new trade agreements. And when that could happen is a big question mark. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he will not let this transition period drag on for more than 11 months, but the EU thinks it's going to take a lot longer. So, fair to say, the Brexit drama is not over yet. The new coronavirus is now officially a global health emergency. Fox News reports the World Health Organization made the declaration yesterday since this new strain of illness has now spread to at least 18 countries. The biggest concern? That it reaches countries with weaker healthcare systems. Remember, this new strain of virus started in China about a month ago, and so far it has killed more than 200 people and sickened close to 10,000. The number of confirmed cases is growing significantly by the day, with most of them in China. But the U.S. did see its first person-to-person transmission this week. In other words, a man in Chicago who did not travel to China got infected, likely getting it from his wife who had traveled to Wuhan. It marks the sixth U.S. case, and the U.S. is apparently taking a look at about 100 more. But the CDC still says Americans do not need to be overly worried about this virus. There's still a very low risk of getting it here. Black History Month starts this weekend. It's a time to recognize the achievements of African Americans in history. Since 1976, every Black History Month has had a specific theme. And the theme for 2020 is African Americans and the Vote. It's to honor the 150th anniversary of the 15th Amendment, giving Black men the right to vote, as well as the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, which granted women the right to vote. Celebrations will be held across the U.S. throughout the month of February. Also happening this weekend, the Super Bowl. It's the Kansas City Chiefs and San Francisco 49ers going head-to-head in Miami on Sunday. It's the first time these two teams have met in a Super Bowl. and the Kansas City Chiefs' first Super Bowl appearance in 50 years. Their only Super Bowl win to date was in 1970, so they're hoping for a second. As for the San Francisco 49ers, this is their seventh Super Bowl, though they haven't won since 1994. The Niners are hoping to tie only two other NFL teams for six Super Bowl wins, which is the most in NFL history. And whoever wins, it's happening as the NFL celebrates its 100th season. Of course, it's not all about football. Demi Lovato is set to sing the national anthem before kickoff. Then CNN says this year's halftime show will have more songs and dancers than ever before and includes a tribute to Kobe Bryant. There aren't a lot of details, but Jennifer Lopez and Shakira are headlining, and they say they have a high-energy 12-minute performance. And of course, we talk about the commercials. The Super Bowl is TV's most watched live event, typically drawing in about 100 million viewers. So Deadline reports just 30 seconds of ad space this year costs as much as $5.6 million. Some ads have already leaked, but as always, expect some surprises. Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time Sunday on Fox, and Fox Sports will also be live streaming the game online. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, a quick break to thank our partner, Blinkist. Blinkist is such a useful app when you like to learn new things quickly and on the go. You've heard all about the successful people who are known for reading a ton of books. Well, Blinkist lets you do that, but even faster. With Blinkist, you get unlimited access to read or listen to a massive library of condensed nonfiction books, all the books you want, all for one low price. I like to read business-related books on Blinkist because I can get what I need to know in about 15 minutes and then start actually implementing new strategies right away. But Blinkist Library has whatever you're looking for, from self-help to health to history. And when you need a reminder that there's good in the world, factfulness is a great go-to on Blinkist, or get to better understand the topics we mention on this show, like the AI economy or brief answers to the big questions. Check it out and get a special offer right now. Go to Blinkist.com/news to try it for free for 7 days and save 25% off your new subscription when you sign up at Blinkist.com/news. That's Blinkist, B-L-I-N-K, IST, Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial and save 25% off your new subscription. Now back to the news. Expect to get your first look at the new all-electric Hummer in a Super Bowl commercial featuring LeBron James. And more details are coming out about the so-called electric super truck. Reports say it'll go from 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. GM is expected to start selling the new Hummer next year. The new version of Apple Maps is ready. CNBC says the navigation got an upgrade, meaning roads, buildings, parks, and other landmarks should be more detailed. There's also a new look-around feature, giving users a 360-degree view of the street and real-time transit schedules in some cities. Engadget reports Apple has been working on these updates for a while now, spending billions of dollars to remap the United States by land and by air. Now the U.S. is complete. Apple says it will start tackling Europe next. Coming soon, gender-inclusive emoji. TechCrunch says more than 100 new emoji are expected. 60 of them will be brand new, while some of the older ones will get new skin tones and gender-inclusive options. For an example, the veil, tuxedo, and baby-feeding emoji can be either a man or a woman. A transgender flag and symbol are also being added. Other new emoji include two people hugging, a disguised face, a ninja, and a bunch of new animals, food, and more. Right now, it's not clear exactly when they'll be available, only that they're expected in 2020. Bitmoji TV on Snapchat is here. We told you about this last month. It's basically a show starring users' Bitmoji avatars and their friends. Well, Variety says the first season starts tomorrow, and in the first episode, your avatar could be competing for America's Best Bitmoji, kind of like American Idol or The Voice, in front of Randy Jackson's avatar and a few other judges. There are 10 episodes in the first season. Each one will be on Snapchat on Saturday mornings. You can find the show in the Discover menu on Snapchat. All right, that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, where we bring you one extra feel good or positive news story before the weekend. And Feel Good Friday is brought to you by Celeb News Ride Home. When it's 5 p.m. on a weekday, you may find yourself desperately needing to know what happened in Hollywood. Well, good thing the daily podcast that covers famous people and all the shenanigans they get up to is here for you. Just search your podcast app for Ride Home to find the Celeb News Ride Home podcast. All right, for our good news story today, a Florida brewery is working to help dogs find their forever homes by putting the dogs' faces on beer cans. CBS News says Motorworks Brewing released a special 4-pack featuring adoptable dogs from a local animal shelter. The company even holds monthly events to raise funds for local animal charities, calling it Yappy Hour. All the proceeds from the sales will also benefit one of the shelters. And by the way, one of the Super Bowl commercials this weekend will be raising money to help animals. The founder and CEO of the company WeatherTech bought a $6 million ad to thank the vets who saved his golden retriever named Scout, who had cancer. Now he says money raised from the commercial will be used to help research at the University of Wisconsin Veterinary School. All right, thank you so much for listening and for sharing the show on social media. And if you want to get each day's show notes sent directly to your email inbox, you can do that. Just go to thenewsworthy.com and enter your email at the bottom of the homepage. Of course, you can also read more about any of the stories we talked about today at thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is here for you every weekday by 4 in the morning. We'll be back with more news on Monday. Have a great weekend.